Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's what John Williams at ShadowStats.com says about what's coming down the road.
Where are we going? We have a severe recession ahead of us with even higher inflation than we're seeing now. It's going to be probably the worst business cycle seen since the Great Depression. I wouldn't want to be the president in the 2012 election, because whoever wins this upcoming one is going to take blame for a real bad economy.
So with that kind of a prediction, you hear that? An inflationary depression is coming down the road. And my first question was wow, what do we do? I'm not the kind of guy that goes down the air and tells people what to do. But listen to what John Williams says, and he makes these predictions to Fortune 500 companies and hedge funds around the country. This is the guy who he gets paid for his advice, and we're lucky enough to get him on CNN to tell you what to do with your money. Listen to what he says you should do.
It's a bad time for stocks. It's a bad time for bonds because of the higher inflation and what's going to be weakness in the dollar. That will tend to push the long-term rates higher, pressing down on bond prices.
Sell stocks.
Very simple. Cash. You want to be liquid. You want to be safe. And I'd hold a little bit of gold as a hedge against inflation.
Now, you know what Robert Shiller at Yale University, the famous economics professor up there who does the Case-Shiller Report, amazingly, he says the same thing. So does Muriel Rubini over at NYU saying the same thing. These aren't a bunch of kooks. These are guys who are educated. These are guys who are looking far out into the economy that say, look out, there's a big pie coming in your face.
Craig, let me ask you a question. I was listening, the other day when President Bush made his speech, Ben Bernanke was testifying before Congress for a second day. I was listening to Bernanke speaking. Senators were asking about inflation. Everybody in America, certainly in Texas, spent this week talking about inflation and how serious it was in 2007 and how bread and milk and cheese and gas and all of that is more expensive. And Ben Bernanke, with a straight face, said to Congress, no, core inflation is quite contained. In fact, it's under 3%. Core inflation, as we've all talked about, is inflation that excludes food and energy. This is a problem when we say that that's contained, because no one in America buys stuff that excludes food and energy.
Well, yeah. I mean, the king has no clothes. I like to say the king. And another thing that he blurted out, which I can't believe he blurted out, and it's my reoccurring theme, that the banks are in trouble, and he says there's going to be increased bank failure. What? He wasn't even pressed on that.
He said some small banks will likely fail. That caused markets to be very concerned by the end of the week, because the Federal Reserve Chairman, the big kahuna over the banking system, who said some banks are going to fail.
And what I say is, why did he feel obligated to say that when he wasn't pressed? I think the banks are in trouble, and there's a lot of evidence that shows that.
Now, we all talk about inflation. The word, of course, is stagflation, slow growth, high unemployment, and high inflation. But the Fed chairman, I should point out, the Fed chairman said he thinks inflation is going to come down and that we will not have stagflation, that threat of the 70s.
Okay. Now, that's CNN. Now, look, I could sit here and say that we told you 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago exactly what would happen right around this time frame, because we had the experts on. But not just the experts. When they're printing money like it's going out of style and giving college kids who are already in debt more credit cards and giving people with no credit and no money $1 million and $500,000 home loans, and when the Federal Reserve says they intend to just keep inflating the currency, it wasn't rocket science to say the dollar was going to implode and the economy was going to completely crater, and that was by design so the internationalists could then buy this country up for literally nothing. We have IMF World Bank documents 2002 where they said that's what their plan is. I've been freaking out for 6 years. Okay, now it's starting. Okay? And so I'd like to say, I'm real smart predicting this. They all know, all these people in government and finance know at a high level. It's the public that does it. Look, coming up here and saying what I'm saying is not rocket science. It's very easy to understand. It's the basic fundamentals of true economics, not the false economic paradigm we've been taught.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to blast through your calls here in just a moment. Then doctors interrogate children as informants on parents' behavior to CPS. Also, can neocons deny plethora of other abuse videos? It's an Infowars.net story. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. And it's just all the links to hundreds of videos, literally hundreds of them, killing children, women, laughing, beating them, torturing them, shooting animals, laughing. Will Michelle Malkin say that's fake? By the way, it's not fake. The Marines are saying they're going after the guy. But I was on Malkin's site this morning. I was thinking maybe she's got a soul. I'll go to the site and they'll admit it and say that the guy was wrong, but he's a bad apple. No, it's not real. And ha ha ha. And then the comments are, so what if it's real? This dog could have attacked him. I mean, you cannot make this type of mind control up. You see, that's the proof that we become a sick, wicked society. These people are sick and wicked. I'll never forget Salon Magazine, like 2 years ago. One of the big writers is a Republican and was hanging out with all these Republican rich women, you know, in the party machine at the beach. On the East Coast, and they were all talking about how they're going to kill us and put us in camps and how they can't wait to kill us. That was in Salon, folks. And she said it freaked her out, so she wrote the article and told her friends they were sick. Now, the Daily Joe, MSNBC, comes out and says we need to be tased, need to be beaten, need to be taken to secret prisons, and we need to be sent to prison for saying 9/11 is an inside job, and saying, good, they arrested a guy for holding a sign up when Bill Clinton came outside from an event saying 9/11 is an inside job, and the Corpus Christi Caller Times says that he was standing across the street yelling 9/11 is an inside job, and there's even video of him being let out in handcuffs, and didn't get in Clinton's face, and the Clinton supporters ran over, physically shoved him, grabbed the sign, ripped it in half, and then cops arrested him. And then they say, send him to a torture camp? Man, these are talking points, folks. These people mean business. You just think I get up here on air and say this to be shocking? I've got to gut up every day, folks, knowing if we don't beat them, they're going to come and they're going to kill me. And don't think for a minute you can just shut up and run off to the countryside and this is going to go away. If you don't fight, they're going to take over and do what they did in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. I'm talking about killing 10-20% of the population. Our government financed the communists in China to kill 60-plus mil. That's the official number. Some Chinese numbers say 80 mil. Some say 100 mil. He was paid to do it. Did you hear me have the head of the Lakota Nation on yesterday? He had never heard of me. He didn't know who I was. He just sounded like Alex Jones. I sound like him. He said global eugenics extermination, we're all in the same system now. He laid it out, how they CPS their kids, more than 25% of them, how they inject them with polio and give it. I mean, folks, we're all under attack. I called Ted back in here because I had him on for like 5 minutes, and I want to just make this clear because I'm doing this almost every day now because I know a lot of you aren't listening. And there's a few things you can do, like filter your water, get storable foods, educate your neighbors. You know, these are things we need. Firearms, ammo to protect yourself, and gold and silver. And Ted owns and runs this network. He spent $50,000, what is it now, of his own money putting Ron Paul aircraft everywhere. He tried as hard as he could. And he's got gold. I just wanted to be clear about this because you started seeing a newscast about depression that it hurts the New World Order. I mean, even that guy said we're going into a depression, an inflationary depression, the top expert, and they mentioned some other top experts, some we've interviewed. You notice that he said, well, you know, cash and then some gold as a hedge against inflation. He just said we're plunging into total stagflation, hyperstagflation, the worst ever seen. And then he says, but get a little gold as a hedge against inflation. A hedge, like it might happen. It's already happened. It's getting worse. A hedge? A hedge is if there's a small chance something's going to happen. You know, a hedge is $500,000 worth of life insurance. But if you know you're going to be dying and they don't know it, you got $2 million, that's bellying up to the bar. And then he goes on to say, cash and a little gold. Cash, that's a depreciating asset. And I know you're like me, folks. I don't have a lot of money. And the little bit I've got, I'm such a saver that I'm just used to leaving it in the bank for my children. I've got to get it out because it's going down the toilet. They've hired the FDIC, all these new people, for bank foreclosures and shutdowns. Ted Anderson, I drug you back in because I wanted you to again to explain those coins and that deal again.
Happy to do it. Right now what we have to offer is we have the British Sovereign coin. They're at 270. That's a quarter of an ounce gold piece. We also have the franc coin. It takes five of those to make an ounce. They're at 215. I can tell you about the silver right now. I got Walking Liberty halves. Like you said, at $10 and what is it, $10.50 a coin, it's practically spot gold or spot silver. Silver's blasting through $20 right now. And again, this stuff was made back in the early 1900s. There's a finite supply. When that stuff sells out, anybody's guess is what the price is.
And by the way, you've already sold out of dollars. You've already sold out of pennies, quarters. Now you're at half ounces, which I love. I've got some of those gorgeous coins.
Yeah, it right now, Alex. I mean, everybody knows it. This guy. I listened to that newscast when you were putting it on there from CNN. I mean, how could he come in and say, you know, you should buy a little bit of gold and you should have most of your money in cash, when he's talking about the dollar falling through the market. You know, the dollar's falling so fast and the inflation is going to be showing up, and he wants everybody to sit in cash. Why? So you can get your goose cooked? I mean, the dollar's falling. And it can anybody wake up to this? Why do you think I'm flying those banners out there? I'm hoping that maybe a few more people will go, oh, maybe there is something going on here. I'll go.
Now, like 3 weeks ago, I said, Ted, how much have you put in yourself?
Well, this last one was just $10,000 for that day. We also flew Galveston on Saturday, too.
For his congressional district.
Yeah, exactly.
And you've done that three times, right, in Galveston?
Well, I mean, not in Galveston.
Well, I mean, South Texas.
I flew Galveston twice. Because we did fly South Texas during the Ron Paul rally the other day, too.
I know. I've seen it over Austin a couple times. So, Ted, how much of your money? Is it now with 60 grand of your own money?
Well, I haven't counted completely. I had 30 in before, so you had another 10 plus.
But then a few weeks ago you said
it was
40.
Yeah, I guess it's 40, 45, 50, somewhere in there. I mean, as far as what I'm concerned.
And that's not counting the 20 grand listeners gave. So, folks, bottom line, that's what Ted's doing. He's selling you gold and silver with just a tiny commission for the brokers in there. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, they can reach us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237.
And, Ted, I remember, though, about a month ago, and I'll just tell on myself here, I said, Ted, Ron Paul, you know, is educating people. He's moving forward. I said, if you're going to fly anywhere, just do it in this district, because I said, you're putting your own money into this. I'm not even really going to tell listeners now to give to the airplane thing anymore because it's kind of over, but I don't want to say that on air. But at the same time, you know, I said, and remember what you said? You said, I don't care. It'll make them go Google Ron Paul and they'll find out about the Federal Reserve. So, and Ted, when I knew you first 13 years ago, you were pretty much a mainline conservative Republican. You have really, I don't want to say changed. You've got a Patriot Network, but you really are hardcore patriot now.
Well, Alex, and even back then, I mean, when I used to come on KJFK with you, we used to talk about The Creature from Jekyll Island. I was trying to get that book to people. I mean, as a consequence to getting that book in people's hand, yes, indeed, they end up buying gold and silver. And back then, in those days, they were buying gold and silver, gold at about $300 an ounce and silver at about $3 an ounce. And obviously, they're just whistling Dixie right now. But the people that just bought the gold and silver here just 3 weeks ago are sitting in a fat profit now because they listened to your interview just a few weeks ago.
It's a hollow victory because the country's coming down around us. I feel sick.
That's exactly what's going on. The country is what's falling apart. The United States dollar is doomed, and it's because we let the Federal Reserve.
And folks, we wish this wasn't the case. The news hasn't even begun to tell you how terminal we already are. Oh, it makes me sick. 800-686-2237. If you at least want to get off the ship with a life raft, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming back on. Man. God, it's going to be bad. I mean, if they did all the right things in government right now, they could slow us down into a bad recession. But instead, they're all running around saying, get out of the dollar. Get out of the dollar, Europe and Arabs. Get out of the dollar. It's going down. You know, they're doing everything they can to totally rape the daylights out of us. And I am so mad, I'm calm. And every day I go home and look at my family. And then I go outside and I look at neighbors and I look at yuppies and I look at people in the streets. They have no idea what's going on. If there's a real depression in this country, they're going to turn into animals overnight. When they find out they don't have bank accounts, it's just incredible. I'm not trying to be negative here. I owe it to you to really tell you what I think and what's going on. And then I see Michelle Malkin and the rest of them with this puppy saying it's not real, and we have hundreds of videos of them killing animals and people laughing about it. It's posted on prisonplanet.com and JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. Steve posted a blurb at the top and a bunch of these videos and a link, if you dare, to the Prison Planet Forum, where our listeners have just found hundreds and hundreds of others. And I can't even watch any more of them. It's just shooting children, beating children, killing women, laughing, killing animals, dogs begging. They shoot it and laugh and then shoot it again. Hang grenades at sheep and sheep herders, humans. You know, just killing people, killing motorists and laughing, and just randomly murdering people. And it's not a big scandal. People aren't going to prison. Instead, they're defending it. You go to site after site on the blogs and message boards, and half of them are saying it's good. They just say, I mean, these people that say glass parking lot, it's true. They just say kill them all. They're not human. And they're coming back to be our cops. They're saying on news they want to put us in camps if we criticize the government. I mean, the world's being handed over to a bunch of demons. Ugh.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Okay, I got to cover news, but you've been holding too long, and I want to take a lot of your calls, so just have your point ready. Josh in Canada, thanks for holding it on the air.
You're welcome. Wow, this is going to be anticlimactic after that, but I just saw a television program regarding Internet 3 where everyone's data won't have to be saved on the hard drive anymore. It'll be stored on this internet cloud, spread over many servers.
Yeah, that's right. They make you stay on their servers. Remember I told you years ago you're going to have your own subdomain with them. You sign contracts with them. No free speech because it's all a private network, not public.
Yeah, this includes your PDAs, cell phones, computers, etc.
Everything ties into one system, and you'll have to have it because you're just going to upgrade the system whether you like it or not and force you onto it.
Well, it's the best thing since sliced bread, isn't it?
Now, we better fight this, folks. This is how they're going to... They're not just letting you have the web for nothing. They're getting you addicted, then they're going to clamp it shut. Though we're fighting it.
Okay, well, that's it. Thanks a lot.
That's it, brother? What article was that? Where'd you see that? I want to pull that up. I mean, I know what they say, but tell me.
That was on a TVO, The Agenda. It was a Canadian program on... I forget his name, but yeah, it's on TVO. You might want to check it out.
For people that don't know, explain. You won't hold your own data in your own hard drive. You won't have any control. You won't dial into a huge grid that's truly libertarian and then do what you want that's bad enough because they control that and DARPA created it. This is what they really meant it for. Web 2 and Web 3, Internet 2 and 3, is where they take over, shut down the old grid, force you onto their grid.
Well, I mean, Internet 2 is bad enough, you know, with people putting up all of their personal info on Facebook and things like that. I mean, you know, I guess that's fine if you want that information out there.
Well, but, Internet 2 is institutional hubs. It's really what you're calling 3.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I mean, including all your PDAs and cell phones, though, I mean, is it not, with the blue cloud and all that, is that, it's not an upgrade at all? It's still Internet 2, same thing?
Well, we're not even off Internet 1 yet. They've built a separate Internet 2, and they say they're going to shut down the other hubs, claim it failed. That they say they're going to lie to us. They have public meetings in Austin, London. They've had them, and I read their minutes. This is publicly how they're going to do this. It's like taking over existing roads and putting toll roads on it. You've already heard about how tier-to-tier, you know, they're saying, oh, we're not going to have net neutrality. Comcast and others aren't letting certain traffic over their systems. You know, that's part of Internet 2, and then making you have your server always on a CDN, which is theirs, but then you sign a contract where it's under their control. And they say, well, you still have free speech, but there's no Internet now to have free speech on, because it's kind of like everything's a shopping mall, and then they say, well, you're not on public property anymore, you're in private property. You understand? It acts as if it's a public commons, but really it's private divisions.
Well, what I was wondering, too, is, does this include peer-to-peer? I mean, would it be possible in the future if somebody were to, say, start up a renegade sort of network?
Well, that's already going on with the BBS systems before it previously, and there will be ways around it. It's going to be a fight. Appreciate your call. We need to do a whole show on that soon and have the experts on. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in, is it New Hampshire? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. A couple questions. The first one, if you had, say, $60,000, $70,000 in the bank, would you put it more in, like, gold, silver? Is there anything else you'd diversify it in?
Well, I do agree that even though it's being devaluated, you might not be able to instantly sell gold. It'll just retain value, then you can piecemeal sell it off, or silver. You want some cash, but personally, I'm not telling you to do this, but, I mean, I would be 20, 30% in precious metals, and I would diversify gold, silver. Because if you buy multiple metals, palladium, platinum, then, you know, even if some of those went down, others will go up. You know, it's hedging bets. My God, I mean, I wouldn't keep money in the bank.
Right. Another question. What do you foresee? I'm in the mortgage business. It's actually the subprime business, and it's like a nightmare right now. What do you see as far as, like, companies like City Financial, Beneficial, which is owned by HSBC, Wells Fargo? What do you see with, one, their employment? I know they've downsized incredibly.
It's going to go down, 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 down.
Do you even see them lending within a year? I mean, do you feel like this is like, you know?
Oh, there's still people that are going to have assets and still, yeah, they'll still be lending going on. But, I mean, what, the market now they're saying is half of what it was 2 years ago?
Right.
And they're talking about it going down to 25%. And in some areas of the country, like Minnesota and Florida and places, it's even worse than that already.
Right. Oh, it's horrible. And just one more comment I want to make. I actually have a family member who was in special operations in the Vietnam War, and all this stuff you're talking about with throwing the dogs and, all this stuff was going on in the Vietnam War. I actually, like 5 or 6 months ago, had a chance to sit down with him, and for like 2 days, just picking his mind, he was a sniper on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And the stuff he would tell me, you know, taking, North Vietnamese up in helicopters. Because I said, you guys didn't torture, and he'd be like, the United States doesn't torture. And he would tell me what they did. And it was just like, it was just shocking, throwing guys at helicopters when they wouldn't talk. And, I mean, he was 18 years old.
Well, see, that's what they do. They don't call that torture. They say, we don't torture. We just throw you out of helicopters. Anything else you want to add?
Now, they were having serial killers.
Well, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com.
InfoWars.com. We have a disgusting video exchange between Hillary and Karl Rove. And she publicly worships him. He worships her. She thanks the Fox News people. And they say she's a human being and they like her. They're getting you ready for your master like I told you they would. Oh. And they tell you that it's all so they can get McCain in. Sure it is. We're running a big scam. Baby, you don't have to go. Little baby, tell me you won't go. Oh, these people never stop, do they? Would it be so good to get Do you like being scammed? Do you like being conned? Neocons, liberals that are listening right now? You understand these people work for the very same people? The very same institutions? They're in power because they know how to manipulate you and lie to you. They're in power because they're willing and able to push your buttons. And it's time that we pull the curtain aside and start seeing them for what they are. Their greatest trick is making you invest in them, believe in them, to where you can't go back through cognitive dissonance. You can't admit you've been conned. I've talked to so many people who got the Nigerian emails. You're not on the computer, you don't know what we're talking about. Where they say, I am Prince Abuki Masupi, and I've got $14 million for you. And if you will just send me $4,000, that allows me to get it out of the bank and give you $5 million of it. And people even called this show going, I got a prince, some Abuki Suzuki. He's going to give me $14 million if I can just get, you know, this money in. And I paid it, but now the U.S. is holding it up in a bank. And I say, let me guess, you called the Nigerian contact, and they said if they can have $5,000 more, they can get it out of the bank, but Bush is holding it up or something. How did you know? What? Are you one of them? There was even an idiot talk show host one time who was like schizophrenic and put up on some website that I was behind the Nigerians and that it was an attempted bribe because I'd talked about Nigerians before. And how did I know about the Nigerians? Because everybody gets it in their inbox about 50 times a day. But see, they can't admit they've been conned and they've already been ripped off for the $4,000, the $5,000. So they go, oh no, it's real. I've got to get more to Prince Abuki. Well, it's the same thing with Hillary and Obama and Rush Limbaugh and all these guys. You're just still believing in Prince Agugi or whatever his name is. Prince Agugi ain't real. The Nigerian money isn't real. You just thought you'd lucked into 14 mil. You wanted to believe the fraud, the con, the scam. All right, finish up, John, New Hampshire. You were going to tell some more stories. Your uncle was telling you. Go ahead.
The reason he started talking about it is because I started talking to him about 9/11, everything going on in the country, and, he kind of opened up with, a lot of what he went through. He was 18 years old when he went over there. I believe he was in layouts when we weren't even supposed to be in there, and he was a sniper, but he was telling me about how they had, like, serial killers over there, the United States Army, just people like that over there just love to kill people. He was working with the CIA. He was working with people that, are you still there, Alex?
Yes, I am.
Okay. He was just working with all kinds of, government people that weren't even on the books. They weren't allowed to wear like dog tags. You couldn't have a tattoo. And it was just insanity, the stuff he would tell me. He actually believed, he'd tell me he didn't really make close friends over there. But he said, he kind of knew another sniper over there. They pretty much drop them off out there in the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Sure.
Leave them out there for a few weeks. Then a Marine platoon would come by, pick them up, and bring them back. But he was like, I'm about 95% certain that a CIA agent ended up killing a sniper and the spotter with the mission that they went out on because the CIA guy was the only guy that came back. And, insane the stuff he told me. And then when he came back, he had threats, because they try to tell him that he was doing bad things over there and manipulate him when he'd go to the VA.
No, they always get you to do bad things, and they use that to control you. I appreciate your call. That's just standard operating procedure. Our government's totally criminal. We've got this image of the flag and mom and apple pie, and it isn't real. And we can just keep being schmucks. And you talk to real war dogs, and they've been in all the, if they're still evil, most of them come out of it and aren't. And they'll say, well, you got to be more evil than anybody else to win the fight. And I've had a lot of these good old boy types, who are now 60 years old, and you see them out on the lake or, driving around on their brand new Harley, and they'll just pull up and go, yeah, we did 9/11, Jones. You just don't know. how things work, you know, how the world's tough. So you just have fun. Bring on off. It's always the same time. I'm tough because I know it takes collateral damage. This country had to have a way to keep standing up and keep dominating the world. How do you think you have your standard of living, boy? Because some of us are strong enough to go in those buildings and blow them up. You're just weak. No, I'm not weak. Take a little Native American children and sterilizing them or shooting them up with smallpox or polio and watching them die or get diseased or CPS and all these kids and all the stuff you, all the, this whole thing, you're just a bunch of sick freaks. And you all rationalize amongst yourselves and just keep, it's just sick. It's just sick. And now it's all just rotting. Now you've festered so badly, the whole system's imploding. Ted in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have some non-mainstream analysis for the Barack for the Barack-Hillary election.
Yes.
I've noticed an underlying divide-and-conquer paradigm referring back to your work on the eugenic studies where they placed the woman over the black man, which reversed the original traditional family structure to kind of for the psychological impact.
Well, that's a Roman imperial model that they used in Germania and also with the Ostrogoths and Austria. I mean, for those that don't know, let me just tell them briefly because this is important, where they set the women, the house women, up over the men who were kept in barns as animals. They didn't invent that for the blacks, but go ahead.
Well, I was just referring back to...
No, sure, go ahead.
I actually learned that from you, and so it seems like they're kind of doing a bait and switch where, you know, I don't believe in race. White guy, but I don't believe in race, and I study a lot of the black people's forums and stuff to see where how they're taking all of this, and I'm amazed. Have you seen about how many black forums there are popping up that know about the New World Order?
The black folks are know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you know, I just wanted to say that. Have you ever heard of Steve Coakley?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Well, he's advertising your videos, and basically what he's doing is he's starting to expose the black elite as a society called the boule, and that's pretty much.
Yeah, I know about that. Mm-hmm.
You in that direction?
Yeah, Well, they use the Masonic overlay as an organizational template. It's not even the Masons. They use that envelope as the delivery mechanism for the pathogen to control their people. Yeah.
And so my appeal is basically that the black population not buy into any of it and, you know, continue to see us as one human race.
Well, we need to continue to understand both those people are puppets and bought and paid for, and whatever's going on, it's staged, and we're going to see, okay? I hear you. Absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing. Just quit being suckers, folks. I mean, how many times do they have to sucker you? I've got the Margaret Sanger documents that in every black area of town, growing up in Dallas, here in Austin, the black area of town, I mean, it's Margaret Sanger this, Margaret Sanger that, and they just love their Margaret Sanger. That lady hated you and called you animals and weeds, and they've got death mills in your neighborhood, but you think it's some sweet little thing there to help you. Now, the black folks are starting to wake up to that. They do it to every community and every group. But the point is that they went and hired the big famous black leaders of 60, 70, 80 years ago to go out, and I mean, they wrote memos. These are public. These are at universities. When I read quotes online in mainstream news, in scholarly reports, about Margaret Sanger saying blacks weren't human and we're animals and weeds and we can't let them know we're exterminating them. We've got to recruit black leaders and pay them to do this for us. They'll only trust black doctors. I didn't just believe it. We sent off to several universities, one in Missouri, because it was part of the Big Soap Foundation, big family. And... we sent off for that when we actually got the photocopies back from the letters at the universities. It's real. It's so sick, man. This is just so sick. You're never going to hear that out of Barack Obama's mouth. You're never going to hear one word out of it. And then, you know, you got all these other liberals and people. You start bad-mouthing Edward Bernays. You start bad-mouthing any of their people. You start bad-mouthing Sanger, they go, absolutely, I'm sending you threatening emails saying you're a liar. I'm not a liar. You don't know who you work for. You don't know how you've been conned. You need to stop being con and stop getting mad at people that have done the research. I know. You know why liberals fight back against us and so do fake conservatives? Because it's scary, folks. It's scary to know the truth. It's scary to know who runs things. But you know what? Not knowing they're there doesn't make them not be there. That little mind trick you play where you just decide none of this exists so it doesn't, hey, it's still there. Okay? There's no going back. You know in your gut right now, I'm telling you the truth. You know right now in your soul, that little survival sixth sense part of our brain that we all got, that you've been taught to ignore your whole life, you know right now I'm telling you the truth. Now, don't just go off that instinct. Go deeper. Research my claims. And then find out that I told you the truth. And then you ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? I'm risking my life to do this. I'm putting it all on the line. Because these people cannot continue to get away with what they're doing. They cannot continue to just have their way with us. And I'm going to be honest with you. At a certain level, I know that there's huge groups of black nationalists that hate my guts. And I've had black people walk up out of the middle of nowhere years ago when I was in college and say, oh, look at the blue-eyed devil. And, you know, the big joke and, you know, they can be racist, but we're not supposed to be as a white man. All of that is programming they've been put through, just like the whites. I don't look down at them for it. It's irritating that they've been shut off and made small-minded, but so is everybody else. And then that racism is real, though. Just because you understand they've been manipulated, you still, it's a threat. It's still something coming at you. And it goes back at them. I know a lot of whites that see that racism from blacks and others, and so they say, and the Hispanics, and say, well, you know, let's just dominate them, let's just cheat them, let's just not work with them, let's have a big fight with each other, but that's how they control us. And then I've seen the writings and read really hardcore white supremacist people who are like, you know, are for sterilization and all these things, and I'm just telling you. And then you got Khalid Muhammad who was saying sterilize the white people, kill the white people, you get the same thing from him. You know, you lose your humanity when you even entertain that mentally. So even if a lot of, quote, you know, minorities are really the majority globally and now here in the U.S. hate me and want to get me and feel all good about it, doesn't mean I can play into that paradigm and want to kill them. You understand that? All right, I'm going to get to Chris and Rico and Don here in a minute. I've got to hit this news or I'm not going to get to it. Let me just break this down. When Germany reinstated the Hitler Law of 38, as London Guardian reported a few years ago, and banned homeschooling, started CPSing kids, they didn't care what color you were, did they? Whether you were German or Turk. When they put mercury in your child's shot, they don't care if you're black or white, do they? No, they don't care about that. Or whether you're a Mexican. When they do all of these bad things, they're doing it to everyone. Did they test it out on Indians and blacks? Yes, they did. That's how they got the first generations of our government to go along with it, because they wanted to, you know, it was racist. But the big plans for everybody. You actually, when you study eugenics, you find out the real target is the most intelligent, the most healthy, the best looking. I don't care if you're black or you're white. They're targeting leaders. They're targeting anyone that could overturn their system. It's they're monopoly men. It's a scorched earth policy. It's very diabolical, and I don't admire it, but I marvel at it. I mean, you have to respect these people. This is cold-blooded, willful power at just an unspeakable level. Now, if you're black, white, it doesn't matter, though statistically blacks don't have as much money as whites, and it's always kind of been the happy hunting ground on them, so it is a little worse. In fact, it's a lot worse, but it happens to everybody. For decades, when you go into the doctor, and your three-year-old goes behind closed doors with the doctor, they immediately start saying, do mommy and daddy touch you? Well, absolutely, mommy and daddy wipe their hind end. Even when they're three or four and they mess up, everything else, it doesn't matter. Boom. But that doctor wants you, he's got you. Your kids are gone. Three-year-old doesn't know. Yeah, mommy, daddy touch me. Do they touch you here? Do they touch you there? Do they hit you? Spanking's not illegal, but they don't care. They'll still take your kids and CPS them. They'll get the visit at your house, and there's a dirty dish in the thing or some dog hair on the ground, it's over. Doesn't matter if that CPS worker's house is a total cesspit. They're going to take your kid. And this has been in the news, encouraged by the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP. Pediatricians across the United States have begun questioning children about their parents' habits, in some cases even filing police reports based on the information. In some cases, this is nothing, according to an opinion article published in the Boston Herald. Article author Michael Graham recounts that his own children were asked by a doctor whether their parents used drugs and alcohol, owned guns, or were abusive. The doctor did not seek parental permission before asking the questions, nor did he inform them that they were being asked. Graham and his wife found out only after the children came home from the visit. Let me just stop you, and I'm not going to bash the North Austin Medical Center. You know, we're not tough enough to have children at a home facility. We've pretty much tried that, and my son was over 10 pounds, and my wife said, I'm done with this, so we go to the government facility. They're all government controlled. I told this briefly, but 3 weeks ago or so, I'm there. Come in the morning. My wife's going to have a cesarean. She's already had two. And the lady, the nurse, and I picked up on it. She didn't know who I was. The doctor's a fan, all the rest of them. And she says, hey, will you go out there and tell them this for me? They're down another level. I said, yeah. And I saw on her face what she was going to do. My wife, and I came back. The lady left. She said, she asked me if you abused me. She asked about, all sorts of stuff. And there she is with a computer hooked into the health department typing it all in. See, these are the inquisitors. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They're everywhere.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Uh-huh.
I hear the train come. All right, I got to move quick to finish this. I'm going to come back tomorrow and do a whole hour on this. Maybe I'll get this writer on. A mainstream news writer and his kids come back and they say, the doctor was asking if you hit me, if you hurt me. Again, that's guilty until proven innocent. That's pre-crime. And, of course, the government statistically 5 times more likely to abuse your children than you are. The point is that, yeah, there's bad stuff going on, but the government is the worst. So why is the worst group of offenders doing this? But a lot of it is indentured servitude. They just say it's the regulations, and in every hospital room, they're now little social workers, nexus in. They train the nurses to do this, and a head nurse comes in, and she sits there, and they're trained to be predatory. They're the boss. They're the god. They're going to decide, hey, will you go down there and do this for me and bring this file over here? Sure. And then she said to my wife, like it was her friend, woman against man, we just like to ask you these when your husband's not here. Now, does he hit you? Is your a dangerous home? Is it safe for children? And she's sitting there at the computer entering all of it. And, of course, I already knew that, talking to other nurses, that is a database. Now, the good news is we're infiltrating. The two nurses in the little room where they take them and check them and, you know, warm them right after they're delivered, they were both talking bad about vaccines and the New World Order. By the way, didn't know who I was. That's always a great sign. Don't know who I am, but know everything. Again, that just shows my limited operation separate. There's other stuff happening. And, of course, the doctor's a fan, and most people at the hospital are great, and, you know, they're nice folks. The point is the evil has been integrated right in where that nurse thought she was doing a good job. And, you know, this changed from 30 years ago. A woman comes in with a black eye, missing her teeth, and the husband's walking around going, watch it, bitch. And she's, you know, and he lifts his hand to take his hat off, and the woman shrugs. Yeah, then you might say, hey, will you take this file downstairs for me? And then say, is he hurting you, honey? And then that'd be a criminal matter. But see, it always sounded reasonable. Now it's not. You got middle-class people in there, clean cut. My wife's a professional, multiple degrees. She's sitting right there. This is procedure. This is the secret police. This is America. This is how we do it. But here's the key. They don't tell you when a cop takes you into a room after you've been arrested and you've been found with a pound of marijuana, they got to say, you know, do you want a lawyer? Or they got to say, this can be held against you. And if they don't, it gets thrown out of court. But see, in this whole social network and social services system that's integrated into the schools, into the businesses, into everything, where they just tell them it's policy, do it for your liability, they're taking kids every day out of these hospitals. You never hear about it. It's all done real systematically and quietly. Some are worse. That's one of the better hospitals where they don't grab too many because it's kind of an upper-middle-class place compared to some of the others. You go to the cesspit main city hospitals, they grab about a third of the kids in there. It's literally vampiric hell pits out of some Clive Barker movie, but it's all pretty and sweet and done well, and it tears my guts out. So they don't tell you that this is being entered into a database with the health department. They don't tell you that this is going to bring police and CPS workers down any minute. One question answered wrong. They don't tell you there's a Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. See, the country's gone. Constitution's gone. They're on television calling for us to be put in camps. I'm out of time. Retransmission starts now. Incredible first and second hour. You can go here at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Retransmission starts now. The streams are right there. If you miss it, that's where you go to click on those streams. I want to plug this final sponsor that makes this show possible. I believe in aloe vera. It's an incredible product. Nothing like it to clean out your insides and detoxify you. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Amazing stuff. Super concentrated aloe vera. I've looked into different health products because I want to offer some. This is one of the best out there. 1-800-569-4056. Learn about aloe vera. Try it out. Out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Again, retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. That huge guest is on tomorrow. It is confirmed tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.